Brianne, you've just won in the student competition for the business plan at the Tech Venture Prize Awards Gala tonight. How does it feel getting this award?
It's such an honor. I mean, we're just so excited about it. This year, with the 10th anniversary of the Tech Venture Awards, they've almost quadrupled the prize amount. So that in and of itself is amazing. But really, ultimately, we're just so excited to be recognized and just to build a profile of the company a little bit more, to be introduced to more people within the tech community. And through the whole process, just to have been receiving feedback on our business plan and our pitch and our strategy for the business, the whole thing all around has been a tremendous experience.
Well, this is the student category, so that must mean you're a student. Where are you a student and what are you taking?
So I'm a bit of a lifelong student. I'm 2 years into my residency in plastic and reconstructive surgery at the University of Calgary. And I'm currently on an educational leave of absence, running this company full-time as well as completing an executive MBA through the Haskane School of Business.
Now, the business plan itself, what is your company?
So Orpix is really focused around creating solutions that are sensor-based solutions to help people better cope with disease or optimize athletic performance. So our initial products are really focused around the diabetic market and helping patients who have the propensity for developing foot complications to really help them to minimize those complications. So we know that about half of diabetic patients develop a complication known as peripheral neuropathy. So the high blood sugar levels that result from diabetes actually impact the nerve endings in the feet. And what happens is people actually lose the sensation in their feet. And so when people don't have that appropriate feedback loop to tell them something's painful, they end up doing damage to their feet, and this can result in ulcers. Ulcers can result in infection, and then sometimes those result in amputation. And about 1 in 5 ulcers actually ultimately lead to amputation. So what our initial product does is a pressure sensing insole that takes readings off of the bottom of the foot and on a real-time basis sends information back to the user to tell them when they're doing damage and when they're okay with the activity that they're performing. The add-on to that technology that we're also developing at the same time is a pad that's worn on the back. So it actually feeds back information from the feet one-to-one to the back pad. So you actually feel your feet through your back. So for people who have really lost sensation in their feet, it substitutes for what they no longer have.
Well, it sounds like you're actually beyond the business plan stage and you've actually developed the technology. Is that the stage that you're at?
Yep, so we have our prototypes working and we're currently completing calibration and proof of principle studies through the Running Injury Clinic at the University of Calgary. We are also at the same time modifying that product so it's ready for a commercial form, and we're working towards our commercial launch this November.
What do you see as being the market for this?
Well, it's a tremendous market. When you look at the problem of diabetes in and of itself and then the complications that arise from that, in North America alone, there are 26 million diabetics and 79 million pre-diabetics. And we know that about 40% of those patients will develop neuropathy. So it's a huge area, and that number and that prevalence is growing all the time. One of the numbers that I mentioned earlier that I think is really compelling with respect to the problem is that every 30 minutes a limb is lost due to landmines, and every 30 seconds a limb is lost due to diabetes. So it's a huge unaddressed need right now. There's really no other product available that answers the same question that ours does, in that it gives patients that feedback to really empower them to take control of their disease.
Now, I see by the giant check that you got as part of your award, it says $20,000. What exactly are you going to do with that money?
So we're actually in the middle of a financing round right now, so it comes at a good time. The money that we're using right now to fund our business is really going towards getting our FDA, healthcare, and CE mark licenses so that we can sell our product as a medical device in Canada, the US, and Europe. Also, we'll be working towards completing our initial trials with that. And then beyond that, just basically building our inventory levels so we're ready for our initial sales in November.
Thank you very much and congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's been great.